Chapter 10. The Rescue Plan. Dorothy was in the witch's room for a long time. She was frightened and sad, and she missed her friends. Dorothy's friends missed her too and made a plan to rescue her. Late at night, they came to the castle and quietly entered through the window of Dorothy's room. The Tin Man went to wake Dorothy.
"Wake up, Dorothy!"
But the Wicked Witch saw them with her telescopic eye, and she was furious.
"Who's in my castle?"
she shouted.
"Quick, let's go!"
shouted the Lion. They started to run to the window, but the Wicked Witch arrived first and closed it.
"Hello, my dear friends. It's nice of you to visit,"
she said with a sinister smile.
"I've got a present for each of you. Welcome to my castle, Tin Man. I've got a bucket of water for you. It will make you feel good. And for you, dear Lion, I've got a mouse. I know you love mice."
The Tin Man and the Lion trembled with fear.
"And now for you, Scarecrow," continued the witch. "I've got an entire box of matches to light a nice fire."
Suddenly, she lit a match and threw it onto the Scarecrow. Poor Scarecrow's straw started to burn and he was terrified. The fire grew bigger and bigger. "Oh no!" cried Dorothy. She took the bucket of water and threw it over the Scarecrow to extinguish the fire. Some of the water fell on the Wicked Witch, and she screamed a loud, terrible scream.
"Ah! Not water! That's the end of me! I'm disintegrating! I'm disintegrating!"
Then she disappeared completely, and only her broomstick remained. At last, the Wicked Witch was dead. There were celebrations all over the land.
"Dorothy killed the witch! Bravo, Dorothy!"
the people shouted. After the celebrations, Dorothy and her friends returned to the Emerald City to see the Wizard of Oz. The guard took them to the same room with the big screen. Again, the wizard appeared on the screen.
"What do you want?"
he shouted. Dorothy said,
"We killed the Wicked Witch of the West. Now, please use your magic to help us."